Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them and they follow me. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On the Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the house of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. In front of him, there was a man suffering from dropsy. Jesus spoke to the scholars of the law and Pharisees and replied, asking, "Is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath or not?" But he kept silent. So he took the man and, after he had healed him, dismissed him. Then he said to them, "Who among you, if your son or ox falls into a cistern, will not immediately pull him out of the on the Sabbath day?" But they were unable to answer his question. This is question. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia. 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 This is coming out of the chains of mentality for men. Of course, to observe the Moses law is important. For the Jews, that's the guideline to follow Jesus, to follow God. But unfortunately, the scholars of the law, they make the Moses' commandments into more than 600 particular laws. Nearly impossible to observe completely. And unfortunately, by the time of Jesus, they just observed the external wordings of the law, but not the spirit. Jesus came on earth to bring back the spirit, to love God, to love men wholeheartedly. In fact, by the time of Jesus, only a few would follow Jesus. The rest are just observing. Fortunately, these 12 or these 70 disciples of Jesus, they were called, some by name, to follow him. Maybe if Jesus not inviting them to follow him, they might also act as the other people, observing and judging, nothing else. So the Gospel of St. John says, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me." So today, we have to follow Jesus, follow his voice through the Gospel, through reading the Holy Scripture, through meditating, through attending Masses, that we keep this closeness with Jesus so that we can hear his voice. Of course, not only in the liturgy, God is speaking in our heart also, through people also. God is working all through. It's important. When you hear the voice, if you're peace, that means that belongs to the will of God. If something happened in your decision is not completely at ease or at peace, perhaps you have to pray harder. To follow the word of God, you're always peaceful. Because the Holy Spirit is light. When you follow your own inclination, maybe apparently they look good, but if inside your heart, there's something you're not fully at peace, at ease, then perhaps you have to pray harder to see what's the will of God. Thank God, give us the conscience, give the Holy Spirit. That means to say we have to always open our heart to seek to do the will of God. At times, so you can, in your prayer, you can ask Jesus to give us this night. Jesus is ready, the listen, ready to give us a helping hand. But if you never ask, and we cannot complain that God is not helping us, you may say, oh, God knows everything. Once Jesus also asking Sister Faustina, you never ask anything. Faustina naturally said, Lord, you know everything. But what he answered, Jesus answered her, what I know is, I know. But what you ask, you ask. It doesn't mean I know, then you don't ask. So it's a good answer for us. At times when they see, presuming that God knows everything and that he will provide for us. Yeah, he will, but you need to ask. Otherwise, even he gives us all these graces, you won't appreciate because you take too much for granted. When you ask and you cut it, and then you feel really thank the Lord that you have this grace. If you have asked, even you have it, you won't appreciate. So let us today live well every moment with an open heart to love each person, to do everything wholeheartedly. Seek first the kingdom of God and the rest will be given.